The second commandment, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. The following is a true story. There was a famous opera singer whose voice began to fail. Medical doctors found out that her life was in danger and they had to operate urgently. They told her, "You will not be able to sing anymore, not even to speak." Just before the operation, she was asked if she wished to say something. With a smile, she replied, "Glory be to the Father, glory be to the Son, glory be to the Holy Spirit." These were the last words she pronounced. It is a moving example of how to honor God's name. This is precisely what the second commandment urges us to do. The name of God is holy. God is holy, and so is his name, because the name represents the person. That is why we feel angry if someone pronounces disparagingly the name of a person we love. When we utter God's name, we don't think just of the letters with which we write the name. We think of God himself, one and triune. We have to reverence God's name and pronounce it with great respect. The angels and saints continuously praise God's name as they proclaim, "Holy, holy, holy Lord." In the Lord's Prayer we say, "Hallowed be thy name," and this should move us to strive so that God's name be glorified all over the world. How to honor God's name. We hallow or honor God's name as being holy when we praise him as Creator and Savior. We confess him as our God and Lord when we listen with devotion and meditate on his word. When we thank him for everything we receive from him, respecting all that is sacred, and when we ask him with confidence for his help and protection. When we endeavor to make God known, loved and honored by all. When we take an oath with piety, justice and truth, when we make vows or pledges about things pleasing to God with the intention of putting them into practice. Respect for holy things. We have to respect consecrated places, things and persons because in some way they manifest God's name. Sacred places are sanctuaries and cemeteries, which demand an attitude full of respect and dignity. Sacred things are the altar, the chalice, and other objects dedicated to God's worship. Sacred persons are God's ministers and the religious. The Pope and the bishops deserve our respect because of whom they represent, and we should never speak badly of them. To take an oath is to have God as our witness. At times, when stating what has been seen or heard, it is necessary to reinforce that statement with a special testimony. When it is about some serious matter, especially in a court, it could be necessary to take an oath invoking God as a witness of what is stated or promised. Otherwise, oaths ought not to be made. We should strive so that our everyday dealings be founded on sincerity and uprightness. Jesus said, "All you need say is yes if you mean yes, no if you mean no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one."
Then cold and hot and moist and dry in order to rest.
Vows and pledges. A vow is a free, deliberate, and personally binding pledge made to God about something good. Unless God asks us to take a vow or make a pledge, the normal thing is to make serious resolutions which help us to improve without any need for vows. If we want to pledge something to God, it would be prudent to ask a confessor first, to ensure that we would be able to fulfill what we vow. sins against the second commandment. Besides perjury and breaking a vow, other sins against the second commandment are using the holy name of God in any improper and unnecessary way, calling upon God in anger, cursing or blasphemy. Blasphemy consists in words or signs offensive to God, the Virgin Mary, the saints, and the Church. If it is done consciously, it is gravely sinful, because it is a direct offense against God. The Christian name. In baptism, we receive a Christian name. Parents, godparents, and parish priests should seek to choose a genuinely Christian name for the baptized, the name of a saint who led a life of exemplary faithfulness to God. Being named after a Christian means having that saint as a model of charity and as an intercessor. God knows each person by their name. That is why each person's name is sacred and deserves respect. Resolutions for Christian life. Invoke God's name with confidence, and so as to atone when we hear a curse or blasphemy. Strive to be persons whose word is to be trusted without having recourse to oaths.